From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, who is facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are leaving a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya can only be described as ethnic cleansing.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border, fleeing a violent military crackdown. But the unique and uncomfortable positions, they've been made it out of Myanmar, but they're being blocked from entering Bangladesh by border guards who say the number of refugees is growing by the day. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Elaine Duke issued the directive Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. The department said the key concerns are ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. U.S. says it will give the company an opportunity to address its concerns in writing, but it has repeatedly denied it would help Russia with any espionage efforts. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has planned a visit Thursday to ravaged Florida after Hurricane Irma ravaged the state. One stop will be Naples on Florida's west coast, which was directly in the path of Hurricane Irma. Mr. Trump has already declared the state a major disaster area, which speeds up the release of federal relief funds. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We have a lot of requests. Disaster tarps, water, baby food supplies, supply trucks, search and rescue personnel and equipment, and incident management teams. Military watercraft and aircraft with the capability to move fuel from the mainland to the Keys at Marathon. And a military vessel like a Marine or Navy ship to sustain shuttle operations and complete ship-to-shore missions.
Officials say restoring power is their top priority, and as of late Wednesday afternoon, about 33% of Floridians still had no power. That's down from more than 60% who had been left without it just after the storm passed earlier this week. Officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of 8 nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. The deaths were discovered when a hospital across the street from the nursing home began receiving elderly patients suffering from heat exhaustion, which led to all 150 people in the home being evacuated. It is becoming clearer that the future of 800,000 undocumented young people who moved to the U.S. as children will be almost impossible for the U.S. Congress to separate from a larger, even more contentious debate over comprehensive immigration reform. House Speaker Paul Ryan and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi face that obstacle as they met Wednesday night in a first attempt to hammer out a permanent legislative solution to the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program, also known as DACA. It was rescinded last week by President Donald Trump with the expectation that Congress could find a fix. Meanwhile, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he will continue to fight in a lawsuit for those affected by the decision to end the program.
I'm not going to put up with it. The governor sure as hell is not going to put up with it. These folks aren't going to put up with it. It's not right.
Republicans said it would be impossible to find a permanent fix for DACA recipients while failing to resolve the status of the nearly 12 million undocumented people now living in the U.S. U.S. human rights groups are suing the federal government over warrantless searches of phones and computers at the U.S. border. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced Wednesday that they have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of 10 American citizens and one U.S. permanent resident who had their smartphones and laptops searched without warrants. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.